We start off with Senator James Sanders discussing his proposal for a Green New Deal for New York.
A group that is not known to be alarmist, NASA, has said that we are no longer about to do climate change, we are in climate change. They have recorded that since records have been kept, 18 of the 19 hottest years worldwide have occurred since 2001. Last year was the fourth hottest year on record. The consensus is in, the science is there. All but the most foolish would say that climate change doesn't exist. Everyone in their own lives can see that life is different. There's something happening when just the moment that they were born and just the life that they're living. So we're seeing that if we don't stop this, we're going to see more intense heat waves, prolonged droughts, spread of infectious diseases, rising sea levels, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I take this personal because I live by the coast. I represent a coastal community. We got hit by Hurricane Sandy, and we have not recovered. If you live in the Rockaways, as I do, I don't need to tell you about the chronic flooding condition that we have. I represent the Lower Ninth Ward of New York City, of New York State, the Lower Ninth Ward. That is an allusion to what happened in New Orleans during the Katrina disaster. And New Orleans never recovered. And I represent the Lower Ninth Ward of New York City. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen to us first. We don't raise our voices. If we don't lead on these issues, they're going to write about us. The Hurricane Katrina superstorm, which destroyed much of New Orleans and the surrounding area. After Sandy, we had Hurricane Maria that hit Puerto Rico. My friends, we're seeing something happening, and when are we, the everyday person, going to step up and say, you know, enough is enough. Leadership must come from the ground. National Climate Assessment, which was released in 2018, a close to 2,000-page report, which was published by the United States Global Change Research Program, big name, for a giant problem. That organization has 13 different federal agencies in it, and they directly contradict President Trump's position that we don't know if the increase of global temperature is due to human activity. Lined in this report is that we don't have all day. There's only a short window that we have that humans can make a difference here. After that, the law of unanticipated consequences.
We hear from Senator Ramos, Chair of the Senate Labor Committee.
Good morning, everybody. Science is real. Climate change is real. There's no sense in debating that. What we should be debating is how we're going to grow about addressing the imperative of solving reducing carbon emissions, of making sure that we are doing away with all of the pollution in our oceans, and so many other things that we as human beings have been contributing to. In my district, just some weeks ago, we experienced a transformer fire at a Con Edison plant. The Con Edison plant that has been producing dirty energy in my community for decades, resulting in very high asthma rates for our children, for our pets, for our elders, for every single member of our community. And so this really is a moral imperative to pass a Green New Deal in New York State.
Next is Senator Rachel May from Syracuse.
I want to talk about two other vulnerable groups. I represent Central New York And we have a lot of farmers in my district, and farmers are trying to put food on the table, but they are, climate change is a huge threat to them, as the we have huge swings in temperatures and droughts and flooding and new invasive species coming up to central New York. It is really hard for them to keep putting food on the table. And so our whole agricultural sector needs this Green New Deal as well. But the other group that many of us have hinted about, but I think we really need to focus on, is our children. I have worked for 15 years in environmental education, working with college students and K through 12 students on issues of sustainability and climate change. And our children live with a degree of anxiety that we cannot imagine. They are afraid of what their future is going to bring.
Reverend Peter Cook, who's the executive director of the New York State Council of Churches.
On behalf of the council and the 7,000 congregations we represent today, we are just thrilled to be here today to support Senator Saunders as he introduces this legislation for a task force to assemble a plan for a Green New Deal. You know, as I travel all over this state, I get to talk to farmers, I get to talk to people in poor communities which have been disproportionately affected by environmental degradation. We just see so many problems, and yet sometimes we have a failure of imagination to address those problems. We get into our own silos, and we don't keep our eye on the moral imperative to take care of the earth. So this Green New Deal is inclusive and comprehensive in its vision. That's why New York State needs to form an inclusive task force like the one proposed by Senator Saunders, which has the proper authority to receive and process expert testimony from all sectors, all sectoral task force, because of its inclusive nature, would be able to consider and enhance proposals which are already before the state.
Alex Beecham spoke on behalf of Food and Water Watch.
You know, we're excited as Food and Water Watch to come here and support this legislation because it truly addresses the massive scale of the crisis we find ourselves in. We don't have to debate the science. We're living through climate crisis every day, and we need real solutions that address the enormity of that problem. So here's what that means. We need a fair, swift, and just transition completely off fossil fuels by 2030, and we need to stop the construction of new fossil fuel plants all across the state. You know, we don't have years and years to push this off anymore. We can't wait till the middle of this century to solve the problem. We need strong action, and we need it immediately.
Dr. Margaret Klein Salomon.
But I realized that there is an asteroid heading towards this planet that's going to kill us all, and that basically the whole country is crazy, and we're talking about whether it's real, whether fixing it would be too expensive, or whether we can take decades to deal with this asteroid. But the answer is pretty obvious, actually. We are in danger, and we need to do everything that we can to solve this crisis. We do not have decades to reduce emissions.
Our last speaker is Howie Hawkins, former Green Party gubernatorial candidate.
For the Green Party, I campaigned three times for governor on a Green New Deal for New York. And this bill embodies key points that we were talking about. The first thing is it's science grounded and sets the right deadline for a decarbonized clean energy economy of 2030. A lot of people, the United States government, countries around the world, most of them out of the Copenhagen Climate Conference in 2009, the bill, the Climate and Community Protection Act, the Assembly's passed three times. They're going for 100% or 80% by 2050. And that's based on a goal that's really was designed by politics, not science. The way we got to 2 degrees Celsius as the so-called danger point was that originally scientists said, well, what if we double the carbon over pre-industrial levels to 550? The climate model said that'll get you to 2 degrees. And by the time they got to 2009, they said the model said no, it'll be 450. But actually that year, actually 2 years before that, James Hansen at the Goddard Space Institute and his colleagues and other climate scientists around the world were saying, no, if you get to 450 parts per million in 2 degrees, climate inertia and feedback loops are going to take you to 3 or 4 degrees anyway. And that is climate disaster. That's dangerous. That's not just heat waves and stronger storms. It's undermining agriculture, the destruction of ecosystems, general impoverishment, mass migration, social conflict, and war over dwindling resources. That's what dangerous climate change means. So the climate clock is running down. And what the scientists like James Hansen said is industrial states like New York have to get to this 100% goal by 2030 if we're going to have a hope of staying within the climate that we call the Holocene, where agriculture was able to be done and was the material foundation for human civilization. So that's the stakes, and this bill meets the deadline, and that's really important. We got to deal with the reality, and that's what the science tells us.